Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming, regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
There we go.
We're caught in a trap.
It's our walk-up music.
I can't walk out.
That's right.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Yes, indeed. She is an attorney, Pennsylvania Election Integrity Council, for the Republican National Committee, and now the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance. She's on X at Linda Kearns Law. She is the one and only Linda Kearns. Hello, my friend.
Rich, it's so appropriate that you play an Elvis love song because of my crush on Matt DeSantis. So that is, you know, just really appropriate.
If Matt DeSantis did his job, you'd be on YouTube with me right now, and I could show everybody the gifts that you got me. But he can't do his job and send you a Zoom link.
Why do we have to ruin this?
How hard is it to send Linda a Zoom link so that she could be on camera with us?
No, I am team Matt DeSantis. I mean, there's so many reasons why he's so great. First of all, you know, I take my radio appearances really seriously, and Matt gives me feedback and talks about my appearance, whereas you just tell me that you're on Fox News or ask me what my mom thinks of you. So,
I don't know if you know this or not, but I had an opinion piece published at foxnews.com. You can read it if you want. It's on foxnews.com today, an opinion piece.
Rich, you have to get better at self-promotion.
I know.
Because
I'm working on it.
You've said that so far on your show.
I'm working. I'm doing my best.
Another reason I like Matt is his laugh just makes me smile. I mean, I've had a really, really, really tough year. It is not easy to be an election integrity attorney in Pennsylvania, but just to hear Matt, he just makes me smile. And then, you know, the last reason is I happened to look up his picture because obviously I only talk to you guys. I mean, I've met you, Rich, but I've never met him. Matt is hot. He is a real cutie.
Oh, see?
So, I mean, I am in on Matt.
He has a fake girlfriend, Linda, so, you know, you... I mean, he is single. Just saying.
Well, I think he's a little young for me, so I think he should find someone a little bit more age-appropriate if that girlfriend is fake. But he's a cutie, and all your listeners should know that. So I am all in on Matt DeSantis. I'm not going to stand for you saying bad things about him anymore.
This is my favorite segment ever. It's going to be on Best Of. I'm going to replay it every night before I go to sleep. It's going to be amazing.
First of all, I don't understand how this is even happening on my show right now. I'm trying to figure out how I've lost control of my own radio show. I don't even understand what's happening. But I'm going to give you a pass because you gave me a gift, which included oil olive from Italy and then Batman stickers, because I believe your note says, Rich, for you, the biggest kid of all. Gingerbread house for my children to make gingerbread houses. And then a Marvel Lego set with also a note. And it's 4+. So I guess you don't even think that I have the ability to build a Lego set that's like 8 or 10s. I can't even regift this to Patrick, but I'll build it myself. It's 68 pieces. I might do it on the air today. And you imported this olive oil straight from Italy after you visited this farm in May of 2024 for you and your wife. Listen, my Metagon Irish wife is not going to taste this olive oil because she has no taste buds. So I'll give her the Costco stuff. I'll keep the good stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I so appreciated you helping me get the word out about the RNC. And I think you're having me on now, not just to talk about Matt DeSantis, although I'll use all of my time.
Yeah, why are you on the show right now? What is the point of this interview? Exactly. I'm 7 minutes in. I don't even know why you're here. Why are you here today?
because I needed to be on the radio and let everyone know how cute Matt is, because I don't think everyone realizes it. They have to look at his picture. So I'm telling your listeners now to look up his picture. Once they see how cute he is, they are not going to stand for you saying bad things about him.
Well, I'm happy to.
I'm on today.
Let's put him on camera so everybody can see him. You know, and
nobody wants to see me.
All right, we can see that, but I'm just saying. And it looks like, by the way, Linda, the breaking news that the continuing resolution might be dead, which is good. President Trump and J.D. Vance came out and spoke, and I think it's going to be dead. Look at that. See that? Much like Matt DeSantis's sex life is dead because his girlfriend is fake.
Poor Matt.
I think you're here to talk about
my piece in The Federalist.
The Federalist. Yes, you have a piece in The Federalist, and I just had my buddy Brianna Lyman on from The Federalist, and now you're here from The Federalist, and I could go on about how much I love Brianna more than you, Linda Kearns, but I'm not going to do that because I'm mature. So instead, what I'm going to do is talk about your piece in The Federalist, which is about elections and why it is this Pennsylvania Supreme Court, and tell us about it.
This is the case where these Democrats were wearing these awful badges that said PA Dems voter protection. And on election day, unfortunately, a Philadelphia judge said it was okay. And I appealed that judge's ruling. And normally when you appeal something after election day, when the thing is not going on anymore, the appellate court won't hear it. The appellate court will say it's moot. No one's wearing badges anymore because the election's over. We have a winner. But I was able to appeal it because this issue was capable of repetition, meaning it could happen in a future election, and also it was capable of being repeated and then not getting any type of judicial review. So the court, the appellate court, took the case, decided for me, for the RNC, overturned what the trial court did, and then it originally was a memorandum opinion, which was a good thing, but then just this week, the Commonwealth Court decided that it was going to be a reported opinion, which means it has precedential value. So this means that in the next election, they will not be able to wear these badges in the polling place that clearly say Democrat. So it was a huge win for election integrity. But the point is, Rich, that we have to keep fighting. Just because an election is over doesn't mean the role of the RNC is over or anyone who's interested in election integrity, because we have to keep going. I mean, you know, this dating issue of whether or not we're going to have to date these mail ballots, even though that was resolved for this election, they're applying to try to get that into the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, to try to get a ruling that we don't need to date ballots. So these issues really never die.
Now, these ballots are real, unlike Matt DeSantis' girlfriend, who's fake. So he's fake dating her, but these ballots are real, correct?
I think that we're going to have to set a rule that when I am on, you have to say nice things about Matt DeSantis.
By the way, all I heard the entire time that you were talking about the badges was this.
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
That's all I could think about the entire time that you were talking. That's all I heard in my head. I'm sorry.
Didn't you start this segment out by saying that you're mature? I mean,
come on, Rich. Everybody was thinking it too, damn it. No, listen, you did a great job. And the reality is that if we're going to have election integrity, we have to deal with these issues and we got to check the boxes and make sure that these issues are dealt with properly, because Chairman Whatley, we did a lot of work convincing people they could trust the process again after 2020. But since these issues are still on the table, we have to keep resolving them going forward, because this is an ongoing process. This isn't like we just get to the finish line here. Democrats are always going to pull tricks up their sleeves. They're going to keep trying to cheat as much as they possibly can. And they're never going to go for things like voter ID. They're never going to go for things like paper ballots. So we have to stay on top of this. And you're exactly right about that point. We have to stay on top of this because before you know it, we're in another election.
Absolutely. And I write these op-eds because I like to try to explain these issues to people so that they understand them, so our voters are informed. And obviously, we're going to have some important decisions here in the Commonwealth. So we're going to be electing a new chairman of the PAGOP. There's going to be municipal elections next year. We're going to be electing judges and other municipal positions, and people have to remain engaged. And what I want to tell voters is, if we recruited you to be a poll watcher for 2024, you can come back and do it in 2025 for a different candidate. You can still be involved, and I really encourage people to be involved, because we can't just come around in presidential years with this full force. We have to continue to do it year after year after year, because I don't think the Dems are just sitting around right now. I think they're saying, how can we win that next election? And we have to be similarly ready and put the work in.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And that's exactly right, Linda Kearns. I appreciate your time today. I really do. And I don't. This whole interview, in my opinion, is a kind of a wash. But I do love the Legos. And I'm thinking now, here's the real question. Do I re-gift this to my daughter, Reagan, who's 4 and loves superheroes, or do I open it now and play with it till 7 o'clock? I don't know the answer to that.
Well, wait a minute. There was one other thing in there, because you were talking about your red nose so much on the radio. I bought like a red nose at the store, and I thought Matt could wear it, and then you and he could be twins when you're on the air, so that he would have a red nose and you would have a red nose. Wasn't that in the gift bag too?
I'll have to double check. As soon as I get
Wait,
to
am
it.
I just talking myself out of ever having an appearance on the Oldie Show again?
Listen, Dom's having you on tomorrow, and that's going to be great for you going forward, being on the Dom Show. Solid show. It's a solid show. And I'm sure Dawn's going to keep having you on. Solid show. So.
Well, luckily, I have Matt DeSantis in my corner. And, you know, just remember, there was one attorney in America who convinced the president how important it was to call into a certain show on Election Day in Philadelphia. So before you ban me from your show, you better remember who that attorney was, because you're talking to her right now.
I think it's amazing how you take credit for that, which, you know, is great. Just like DeSantis takes credit for my op-ed published on FoxNews.com, because he told me to add a colon. And now he takes credit for writing the entire thing. It's like, you two are amazing, the two of you. It's a, really remarkable.
Matt did go to Harvard, so I think you should listen to him.
I do like my Batman stickers, though, and these are very, very fun. Harley Quinn, the Joker, Batman, the Batmobile, Robin. I'll give the Robin sticker to DeSantis. Don't you think that's probably appropriate? He is the Robin to my Batman.
That I'll agree with. Well, look, Rich, I want you to have, and your family to have, a very Merry Christmas. I know you have a big show on Friday, right, this week?
Yeah, the Grand Hotel of Cape May. You should come and join us, Linda. Join us.
And I'm very busy working on the inaugural committee. My entire job is figuring out how I can get Rich Zeoli a seat as close to the president as possible. So that's what I'm spending all of my time on. It's taking a lot out of me, but I'm going to do it. You're going to be right. I mean, in fact, if I can get you up on the dais right next to Melania Trump, I'll do it. That's my goal.
Well, it's a very important goal. And really, what are they? This is a cool gig you have. I mean, the attorney for the inauguration, for the inaugural committee. What does that encompass?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, there's a bunch of us.
You're the
really,
only
really
one. Don't ever, by the way, come on. Have I taught you nothing about self-promotion, Linda? You're the only one. You single-handedly.
Well, what our job is to make sure that this inauguration runs smoothly. And obviously, we have to make sure that the president and the vice president and everyone is protected. But we also have to make sure that people's First Amendment rights are protected. We have to make sure that we have all of the permits that we need, all the contracts that we need. And we just have to make sure everything goes smoothly. So it involves a lot of contracts, a lot of attorneys reviewing them. And, you know, I listen to your show, so I know you say bad things about attorneys. So now you're kind of kissing up to me, but I know that, you know, in the next segment, you'll probably just talk about how bad attorneys are. So I'm not going to fall too much for this, because in the next segment, you'll probably just be saying how attorneys are ruining the world.
But I don't know.
That's what I'm.
I like the quid pro quo, you know, inaugural tickets, frequent guest on the show. I'm just saying, we, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, you know, wet my beak. Kind of like this, you know, this could work out for everybody.
Well, I have to keep continuing to be on your show, because I love getting to talk to Matt DeSantis at the beginning.
All right, that's enough.
All
right, Linda Kearns, thank you very much. Have a very Merry Christmas, my friend. Thank you for the gifts, and we'll look for the red nose.
And a very Merry Christmas to Matt DeSantis, the cutest guy over at 1210 WPHT.
I mean, unbelievable. All right, thank you, Linda. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour.
I can't even get her off the phone now. I put her on hold.
On the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
You know, friggin' A, by the way, I'm going back on Jimmy's show on January 18th. That's like a month. I got to wait a friggin' month to be back on the show. Brianna's going back on the first weekend in January. What is that? What is that about? Explain that to me.
They just published your op-ed. They're going to have to change Fox News to like Fox News and Rich Cioli if they have you on.
I have to wait an entire month to go back on Fox News Saturday night. This is unacceptable. It's outrageous.
If you're on every week, you basically just turn into a co-host. You're not even a guest anymore.
Well, it's outrageous.
A month's not even that long, especially considering there's a holiday coming up.
No, that's true. It's inauguration weekend, and they want me on. That's kind of a big deal, I guess.
How frequently do you have to be on TV or the radio? You're everywhere all of a sudden.
The problem is you start to get the itch, and then when you don't get it scratched, you know what I mean? Like, you start going through withdrawal. It's like heroin. Like, I need the camera. I need the spotlight. I need to make it on me. I need fame.
Why don't you just sit at home, lay down on the couch, let your wounded foot heal?
Can I show the boot? Boot to everybody. You see that? There you go. Look at that. Be hobbling in Cape May on Saturday, Friday. Friday is the, and this is our happy hour, which makes me very, very happy, by the way, that I have Legos and stickers from Linda Kearns and a bottle of olive oil and apparently a red nose. So join us Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. You could buy me some painkillers if you know what I mean. And we'll have our final live show of the year. Oh, I just reflexed. Look at that reflex. Friday, December 20th, Grand Hotel of Cape May. And I'm very, very happy that the omnibus bill is dead. That's right. The spending bill is DOA, baby. We killed it because we spoke out about it. We won. It's fantastic. Look at that. I love it. So that's good news. That makes me very, very happy. That's the breaking news. J.D. Vance and Donald Trump officially spoke out. Then the bill is dead. We have a number of members of Congress who are now putting out statements saying that they will not support it, including, let's see, the hot one, Anna Paulina Luna, who just posted, after further discussion with my constituents, I'm officially voting no on the Cramnibus bill. I cannot in good conscience vote for billions to Ukraine, mask and vaccine mandates, deep state immunity. I will still fight for a standalone disaster relief bill. Let's get it done. Look at that. Hey, Matt DeSantis, do me a favor. See if you can call Brianna Lyman back. I want to take a victory lap with her. I think it's because of our interview.
Do you actually want her back?
Yeah, let's get her back on. Really? Let's get her back on. We'll take a victory lap. Okay. We don't often do this, but I think it's because of our interview. It happened right before J.D. Vance and Donald Trump put out the statement. I think they were listening. I think they heard us. And I think that's why we killed the Cramnibus bill. Cramnibus bill. Look at the size of that toe. People like my shit. Look at that. My foot. Look at that. It's very funny. People like Linda Kearns. Very good. Yes, I have mastered the shameless plug. And if you missed it, my op-ed is on foxnews.com. We posted a link to it in the YouTube chat. Please like it. Please love it. Give it some love, okay? Look at that. And I got to fix this friggin' thing because I can't stand, you know, it's like I come into the studio, I don't know why I'm here, and nothing works, and then I got to move this friggin' thing to get it to the way I want it, and I wind up breaking it, and then I get in trouble, and then they tell me not to come back to the studio, so maybe I'll just break it again. So that stalker bans me for another month. That would be good. So this is a big deal that we managed to defeat this. I'm really, really happy about this. So again, if you're just joining me, the breaking news right before we went to break today is that President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance put out a joint statement today saying that this bill needs to die, and it is officially now looks like dead. Elon Musk all day, Vivek Ramaswamy working it all day, and there you go. There you go. I love it. The most foolish and inept thing ever done by congressional Republicans was allowing our country to hit the debt ceiling in 2025. It was a mistake and is now something that must be addressed. Meanwhile, Congress is considering a spending bill that would give sweetheart provisions for government censors and Liz Cheney. The bill would make it easier to hide the records of the corrupt January 6th committee, which accomplished nothing for the American people and hid security failures that happened that day. This bill would also give Congress a pay increase while many Americans are struggling this Christmas. Increasing the debt ceiling is not great, but we'd rather do it on Biden's watch. If Democrats won't cooperate on the debt ceiling now, what makes anyone think they would do it in June during our administration? Let's have this debate now. And we should pass a streamlined spending bill that doesn't give Chuck Schumer and the Democrats everything they want. Republicans want to support our farmers, pay for disaster relief, and set our country up for success in 2025. The only way to do that is with a temporary funding bill without Democrat giveaways combined with an increase in the debt ceiling. Anything else is a betrayal of our country. Republicans must get smart and tough. If Democrats threaten to shut down the government unless we give them everything they want, then call their bluff. It is Schumer and Biden who are holding up aid to the farmers and disaster relief. This chaos would not be happening if we had a real president, and we will in 32 days. I believe you have some other audio as well on the cramnibus bill, as they're calling it. What do you got?
Let's hear from Vivek Ramaswamy first.
Absolutely. Let's do it. He deserves a medal for his work on this.
Congress is about to pass a bill that blows away your taxpayer money, but they made it over 1,500 pages long so you wouldn't read it. I did you a favor. I read it for you.
It's supposed to be about keeping government operations open and providing disaster relief aid to hurricane victims, which I'm sympathetic to. But if you read the bill carefully, it contains pay raises for members of Congress, and I'm not making this up, an expansion of their federal health benefits. It contains all kinds of special interests and pork funding, including opening up a new stadium in Washington, D.C. It renews the Global Engagement Center, which is a key node of the censorship industrial complex.
Hang now.
And the worst part is, they didn't want you to know about any of it. And that's why they made this a last-minute jam job. The reason I'm co-heading DOGE is I think we need outsiders to bring actual accountability to Washington, D.C. So feel free to call your congressman and let him know how you feel about it.
Congress is
a friggin' hangnail. Yeah. I got it. Okay, that was gross.
Ew.
Sorry about that.
Ew, what?
I had a hangnail. I had to bite it off.
That's disgusting.
I got it, though.
Ugh.
See the things you see on YouTube? I had nothing from this audience. They know everything.
That's going to cost us at least half of our YouTube audience.
And by the way, I was asked the question, is that my right foot and am I driving? I cannot drive for 4 weeks. I'm not allowed. And I'm not driving with this boot because obviously if I get into an accident, I'm going to probably go to jail. So that's why this is the last day you're going to see me in studio for quite some time. And I only came in today because I had a meeting and I had a ride. But the other thing, too, is that on Friday in Cape May, DeSantis is my driver. So
this is news to me.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me a ride. Well, I can't drive. So
are you going to sit in the back seat like a celebrity, or are you going to sit in the front seat with me?
Not only that, but I want you to rent a Chevy Suburban for the day. I want you to rent a Chevy Suburban to drive me to the Grand Hotel, and I'll sit in the back.
This is so degrading.
And Kirk, I want you to put on an earpiece like you're my security detail, all right? Little microphone, whole thing.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
That would be kind of cool, right? What else you got? What else you got for me? You got something else?
We also have Victoria Spartz, a congresswoman, who just slammed Speaker Johnson on
Good.
Newsmax, if you want that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Listen, we're a divided government, but we don't have to be ruled by Democrats. Speaker Johnson didn't even talk to moderate Republicans, not just to conservatives. He usually doesn't even care to hear to us. You know, that's unfortunate. He just made a deal, you know, with Democrats, put a bunch of slush funds, what they wanted, put little things that maybe he can try to push some Republicans to vote and try to sell it as a victory, which is really another, you know, Christmas present to Chuck Schumer. And that's what was expected by Republicans. And he's been dishonest in this. And I think at some point, enough is enough. And if we don't start governing, the country's on calamity course. So I hope next Congress will grow the backbone and start dealing with the swamp, because fiscally, the country is really huge, huge trouble.
Good for her for speaking out. I'm glad. Look, this only happened where this cramnibus bill is dead. This is the power of talk radio. I'm serious about this. This is the power of talk radio. That we made our voices heard, and we also weighed in on social media, and Vivek, Elon Musk. I mean, early this morning, I woke up, got a text from my buddy Kat Kamek. See, we have a little text chain. It's me and Congresswoman Kamek and Jimmy and Danny Polishuk, who you see on the show a lot. Danny makes those AI videos. And Kat sent us her tweet. which was that conservative Republicans should get an OnlyFans page because we keep getting screwed by these spending bills. And I thought that was very funny, and it went viral, and good for her. So she was one of the first people this morning to wake up and start talking about this right away. Right away. Here's the report from Fox News on the bill. It just broke a short time ago that this is officially now dead on arrival. And this is a good moment. This is a very, very good moment, something you should be very proud of right now. Take a listen.
Neil, good afternoon. We're told right now in the past 30 or 40 minutes here that they might try to pull this interim spending bill off the floor and maybe just go with a clean bill, unclear what that means for disaster assistance. Here's what happened. A post on X by Elon Musk sent shockwaves through the Capitol. House Republicans were trying to see if they have enough votes to pass the spending bill in the next hour or two. Musk posted that anyone who votes yes should lose their office in 2 years, and lawmakers are scrambling.
Tweets from Musk and others, has that complicated this?
Well, I mean, I think that there's always a lot of interest in what's happening up here, and
this is more than interest. They're telling people if they vote yes, they should be voted out.
The social media world is a part of our politics, and I think members have to expect that. There will be a lot of hard votes in the next couple of years.
House Republican leadership told Fox that Musk is not helping. The lawmaker added that Musk has bigger fish to fry than picking a fight with House Republicans. One source said the bill is now bleeding support from the GOP. When asked how many Democrats the GOP needs to pass the bill, a senior aide replied, quote, a lot.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. It's done. Good. Excellent. I'm glad. DOA. Dead and arrival. You're going to see more members of Congress now since Trump and Vance have spoken. They will come out against it as well. They need to do a clean, short spending bill. Elon Musk has already tweeted out and declared victory on this. So I think we can say it's pretty safe to say that it worked. Let me share with you what Elon said so that you know. He just put this out a few moments ago. He said, Vox Populi, no bills should be passed Congress until January 20th, when real Donald Trump takes office, none, zero. And he said, your elected representatives have heard you, and now the terrible bill is dead. The voice of the people has triumphed. Vox Populi, Vox Dei. Look at that. Excellent. So that's a big win right now. And thank you very, very much for letting your voice be heard on this. It's very, very important. All right. The NCAA president defends women and men sharing locker rooms. Senator Kennedy gives him a good talking to, as does Senator Josh Hawley. Very good stuff ahead that we're going to talk about as well. And you're never going to believe this. I swear I thought this was a joke, because the Babylon Bee, which is hysterical, made a funny joke about how Democrats are now calling for the abolition of the, wait for it now, the popular vote, because Donald Trump won it. Well, now the New York governor is now calling for the abolition of the Electoral College, which I don't understand, because Donald Trump won both. So I'll share that with you upon my return as well as we continue along the show here today. We got a lot going on. We're firing on all cylinders, and I'm so grateful that you're here with us today. And I'm so grateful about our wonderful friendship with DuckDuckGo and the great work that they do protecting us in this digital world that we live in right now, which is very, very scary. There are hackers and scammers trying to get your data, trying to sell you and trying to make you into a vulnerable target. DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro is there to protect you. And they're going to give you a 30-day free trial. 30-day free trial. And as part of that, your personal information will be removed. You'll get a secure VPN to protect your data end-to-end wherever you are, whether you're at home or at work, on the road, you name it. Look, you need to have this level of protection in this day and age. You really do. And then it's only 10 bucks a month. 10 bucks a month for a 3-in-1 privacy solution, which includes secure VPN, personal information removal, identity theft, restoration if, God forbid, your identity is ever stolen. For 10 bucks a month, that's the kind of peace of mind you can't afford not to have. And get the 30-day free trial right now. So I know what you might be thinking. Maybe it's a little bit tricky to set up or something. No, it works seamlessly in the background, protecting you, seeking out your personal information and removing it, and keeping the bad guys away, keeping your data secure. It does that for you round the clock. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Sign up for your free trial today. And when you do, you'll find out how easy it is to use, and you'll be saying to yourself, why have I not had this level of protection now? If you know anybody that's ever had their identity stolen, it is such a pain to get it back, and it can cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. Don't go through that. $10 a month, peace of mind you deserve. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. 30-day free trial. Sign up now before that goes away. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's a big deal. Big deal. The pushback on the Cramnibus bill. Excellent, excellent work there. So today, President Trump spoke about the TikTok ban, which is going to go before the United States Supreme Court. Look, I've been against this ban from the start. I've told you this. And the reason why is because this is a trap. And we have certain words that trigger us in life. And for conservatives, some of those words begin with a C. They're C words. No, not that C word. The C word I'm talking about is either China or children. So we hear children and we go, oh, my God, we got to crack down on the Internet and children. And we do stupid things like sign up, agree with age verification, which destroys your anonymity online. So the government will always know what you're saying, which is exactly the opposite of the way the founders, who literally wrote using pseudonyms in the Federalist Papers, never would have wanted that. But we go, oh, but the kids. So then everybody's got to register their with their ID. So they can always figure out who you are then. And with the weaponization of government, you can't have that. Or they go, well, China's spying on us, so ban an app. Even though there was a Democrat member of Congress named Jake Auchincloss who came out and said, the goal here is to one day regulate all social media companies. But first, we have to get TikTok on U.S. soil. So he said the quiet part out loud. No, they want to regulate all social media companies, and they want to do it in a way that eventually they can shut down X. Because a big part of why this bill, this omnibus bill, is dead right now is because of Elon Musk and X and the fact that we have a free platform. They don't want that. They don't want that. They want to regulate the Internet. They want to have hate speech codes. They want to have Internet verification so everybody's identity is known to them. They want to be able to shut down companies if the speech is too free. They want to be able to monitor disinformation and misinformation. These are what, I mean, look, this isn't a big surprise. You know this. They talk about it all the time. The problem is that we hear the C words and we go, well, I mean, national security. So, yes, let's ban a private company from doing business here because TikTok is owned by China. Therefore, and I've said to you, you can ban government employees from using it while at work. You can ban government employees from using it at home. There are certain things you can do to ensure national security. But considering that we've got drones in the air and we've got a freaking Chinese spy balloon that flew across the country, is really TikTok the big problem here? No, it's an excuse. It's an excuse to be able to have more government control. Bottom line. Same thing with the stupid bill that came out of Florida, which said that you have to show your age. Same thing with this dumb bill in New Jersey right now that wants to crack down on freedom of speech, all in the name of protecting young girls from having body issues. They always find the little things to jab at us, whether it's the soft spot in our heart for the kids or it's our fear of China, in order to give up our freedom and our liberty and give the government more power over us. Bottom line. And everybody who says they're against that will always have a but. And I always tell you, if you have to say a but, why, you know, I support the First Amendment, but no, then you don't. Because that's what they all say. I support the First Amendment, but we can't have hate speech. Well, define hate speech. Whatever the government decides it is. I love the First Amendment, but we can't have misinformation. What is misinformation? It's whatever the government decides it is. So, you know, you heard Elon Musk, Gavin Newsom earlier, talking about banning gas cars. And he goes, yeah, big oil companies, you know, these big oil companies with their lies and their blah, 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 blah. Yeah, listen, there are people like him that would love to crack down, and they're already going after and suing oil and natural gas companies right now for their lies about climate change. This is what I mean. This is what these people want. They want more control. So President-elect Trump was asked about the TikTok ban. Remember, during the election, he came out and said he opposed it. He opposed the ban on TikTok. This is what he said today or yesterday. Cut number 9.
How do you plan to stop the ban on TikTok next month?
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok had something to do with that. Now, Joe Rogan did, and some of the other people that were recommended by my son, Barron, he knew names. I said, who is that? Tell me, who's that? Dad, you got to be kidding. I can't believe you don't know. And I did those interviews, and it was actually sort of cute, if you want to know the truth. But we did them, and that had an impact. But TikTok had an impact, and so we're taking a look at it. But, you know, we won youth. Republicans are always 30 points down in youth. I don't know why, but we ended up finishing. There was one poll that showed us down about 30. We were 35 or 36 points up with young people. So I have a little bit of a warm spot in my heart, I'll be honest. Yes, President.
Well, I agree with him. And I also think it's ridiculous that we can ban a company like that because it's a total crackdown on freedom of speech is really what it is. So good for President Trump for speaking out. I'm sure the TikTok ban will be figured out. And this idea of forcing a company to sell so that they can be domiciled in the U.S., so that the Congress can have control over them, that's what their secret agenda is all about. Jake Auchincloss said it. But besides, I mean, what if China passed a law tomorrow that said Apple can't do business in China? It has to be owned by a Chinese company. I mean, it's an insane proposition in the first place, just from a, you know, capitalist perspective. But here is, let me play this for you. This is Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren fuming over how close Elon Musk and Donald Trump are. Actually, let me come back to that. I want to play this for you. Well, this is, vegans are nuts. I'm sorry, but they really are. Not all vegans. Like, I have my buddy who's a vegan. He's also pro-life. He just doesn't believe in killing anything. And he's the most consistent person I know. Most vegans, though, well, they won't have a piece of cheese or an egg, but they'll support abortion up until the kid's like 5. So that's why most of them are lunatics on the left. Truly, they are. I mean, they'll be in like Whole Foods shopping in the vegan section wearing a pro-choice shirt. But these vegans are nuts. Not my buddy. My buddy's consistent. He wears no leather, car, no leather, nothing. But he is also pro-life, which is consistency. Now, I'm pro-life, but I eat meat. I don't have a problem with it. But listen, as long as you're consistent in life, I applaud you. That's my view of it. But I love bacon. Bacon tastes good. Sewer rat could taste like pumpkin pie, but I don't know because I wouldn't eat the filthy mother blank. All right, here is a crazy vegan. We have this on video for you as well. The slogan on the screen, animal rights are just as important as human rights. Cut 18.
You have other options available. You don't have to take an animal's life, but you choose to.
Well, and that's what we're talking to you about. Because you guys are eating my food's food?
Most of the animals that are consumed by humanity, they don't even eat other animals. They eat nutrition from the ground, and so, or they get fed soy, absolutely, or what have you. And so it's like we're making this distinction that we have to eat them, but we're basically eating the middleman in order to get the nutrients that we need from the ground that the animal is getting anyway.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I get it. But at the same time, just being on a plant-based diet is not going to work for me. I can tell you, I don't need to try it. I'm not going to try it. But I completely respect you guys for doing what you do. That's fine. I always come by the motto, live and let live. I really don't care. You guys do your thing, I'll do my thing, and we're good, you know?
But you're not living.
Live is ironic when you're killing.
I'm not talking about that right now.
It doesn't just extend to humans.
That's I'm talking about you four individuals right here, right now. I'm not talking about Bambi. I'm not talking about Baloo the bear over there at Disneyland. I'm talking about you guys right here.
But what's the difference between letting me live and letting a non-human animal live? Like, I don't think that it would be any more wrong for you to kill me right now than it would be for you to go and kill a chicken right now. I think that would be morally important.
And that's your point of view, and that's fine.
I'd love the follow-up question to her and be like, how'd you feel when the Supreme Court overturned Roe with Dobbs? I'd be like, that's my body, my choice. Guarantee it. How much you want to bet? Bet me. So wait, you think these people studied under a professor from Princeton named who?
Peter Singer. They sound exactly like Peter Singer. He's this philosophy professor at Princeton who believes in utilitarianism. And he also preaches that animal lives are as valuable as human lives.
A chicken's life is not as valuable as my life. I'm sorry.
It's funny
when it comes down to the chicken or me, the chicken's losing every time.
It's funny that you mentioned chickens. He actually has a book that's titled Consider the Turkey.
F the turkey. That's my that's my follow-up book. Deep fry the turkey. That's what I say.
We should have him on for a debate about turkey.
That one guy in the middle with the beard and the hat is the only sensible guy in that group. I think a chicken, and then she goes non-human animal lives. Did you hear, did you catch that? That's the next little politically correct phrase we'll have to start using. Non-human animal lives. Non-human animal lives. All right, well, I'll tell you what. You know that woman walks by and smells delicious burgers grilling and just salivates. That's the best part of it. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. I got a lot more for you, including the NCAA pushing back on allowing boys in girls' spaces, but conservative Republicans are pushing back on them, as are athletes like Riley Gaines. But relationships matter. Cherry Hill Volvo, it is a guiding principle on how Judith and her team run their business. They build great relationships by providing a luxury Volvo experience and always doing what is right, making sure you drive away completely satisfied with the best deal possible. And the result is that so many of their customers become customers for life. Cherry Hill Volvo customers have been with them for as long as 30 years. That's an incredible testament to the high level of service and value they provide. And this is a great month to take advantage of all the Cherry Hill Volvo specials, including you can drive the XC90 for as low as $687 a month using all applicable rebates. Costco members save even more, $2,000 in additional rebates. Just see the store for details. And Judith and the entire team would love to see you and meet you today and give you the incredible experience that Cherry Hill Volvo customers are so used to. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, the region's most accessible Volvo dealership where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Boom. That's what we do. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to everyone. We bring the boom. Your favorite father and son.
Every afternoon on your FYP.
We'll be bringing
what is
the
this?
Boom around the quarter past.
What the hell is, what am I listening to right now?
It's the Costco guys. They're the biggest thing on TikTok.
The Costco guys?
The Costco guys. You've got Big AJ, Big Justice, the Rizzler. You don't know the Costco guys?
No, and how do you know the Costco guys? Because you know nothing about pop culture. Nothing.
I know the Costco guys.
How is that possible?
I was genuinely surprised that such a Harvard elitist would know something as the Costco guy. I'd never, because he doesn't know anything about movies. He doesn't know anything about music. But for some reason, he knows who the Costco guy is.
So he's like a father and son?
It's their whole like extended family, but mostly it centers around the father, Big AJ, his son, Big Justice, and this kid that they somehow met through TikTok called the Rizzler, and they they make various videos highlighting and reviewing Costco food.
Like the kid Big Justice loves the chicken bake. It's his favorite food.
So they review Costco food like Portnoy does with pizza, like bite, and then they give it a rating.
But there's not that many options.
And they go viral, and all I do for saving the country, and I can't get freaking viral no matter what to save my life.
If you had Big Justice on, you'd go viral on
TikTok.
If
I had Big Justice and I ate Costco chicken, I'd be viral. See, I'm doing it all wrong.
You should make a chicken bake video.
Speaking about the Constitution and then, you know, trying to save the Republic and nothing. Eat a Costco chicken bake, and look, you got 17 million views.
Oh, they got more than 17 million.
Oh, seriously?
Yes. Oh, hundreds of millions.
Hundreds
maybe of billions of views.
Yes, they are immensely popular.
What are we doing wrong?
You gotta eat a chicken bake on camera.
Oh, no, it's already done now. Everything, you know what I mean? The Costco guys, huh? Tell me how many followers they have on TikTok. I'm curious. Now I'm very intrigued by this.
Looking up right now.
We should hire. Well, I'm sure they make so much money right now.
They're
right?
on a lot of podcasts.
By the way, there's a rumor that the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos is going to be fired by ABC News. Have you heard that?
I heard that they're pretty upset that they had to pay that sum.
Do you still have the clip of what he said about Trump?
Give me a second.
We can play it for the 6 o'clock. I want to grab that. So ABC, Disney, China, and the unbiased journalists have to pay Trump $15 million. And I want to play for you exactly what he said. I meant to play that, but then I forgot. And I'm going to have to do that. So we'll do that. But we have a whole hour ahead of us. So we'll get to that. But so how many people do the Costco guys have? And they're just on TikTok?
They're branching out to several others. So, but TikTok is their main platform. And looking right here, they have 2.5 million followers. Mm. And pretty much every video that they post has at least anywhere varying from over 500,000 to multiple millions of views.
Amazing. I'm doing everything wrong in life. Pete Hegseth just tweeted out, "Thank you, President Trump, for this opportunity. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, Senate confirmation hearing is scheduled for January 14th. What's interesting about this is he thank you, GOP senators, plus John Fetterman, for over 50 thoughtful meetings. Thank you to all the military veterans and their families for always having our back. And all glory to God. See you January 14th. There you go. And he specifically thanked John Fetterman for coming out and saying that. All right. If you don't know, I wrote an opinion piece at Fox News. It's on foxnews.com. Check it out. It's how the great drone scare will flip New Jersey red in 2025. My first op-ed on foxnews.com. And that is the big story of the hour that I wrote an op-ed. It's on foxnews.com, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Do not let those year-end dental benefits expire. Call Dr. Mike's office today. Get the smile you deserve. VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020. Big fourth and final hour for you straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.